This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading a summary of an article on pediatric Moya Moya disease published on October 18th, 2013. Impact of posterior cerebral artery involvement on long-term clinical and social outcome of pediatric Moya Moya disease. A clinical article by Takeshi Funaki and co-authors. In the study of pediatric Moya Moya disease, information on long-term social outcomes and risk factors for unfavorable social outcomes remains insufficient. The authors analyzed the long-term results of surgical revascularization for 61 pediatric patients with Moya Moya disease. The mean follow-up period was 15.8 years. 10 patients, or 17.9%, experienced an unfavorable social outcome, such as difficulty attending regular school or obtaining regular employment. In univariate analysis, the following were identified as risk factors for an unfavorable social outcome: younger age at onset, longer duration between onset and surgery, infarction present on preoperative neuroradiological images, and involvement of the posterior cerebral artery. After multivariate analysis, only infarction and involvement of the posterior cerebral artery remained statistically significant risk factors. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to JNS Podcast at thejns.org.